slip off and start the podcast.
Fuck's sake.
Welcome to a Press Red Podcast.
It's a start, isn't it?
It's an interesting start, I'll give you that.
It's an
I
intro.
I can't remember the last time I did an episode.
Don't worry about it. For me, the lag just lasts a minute, and then it's
Max. It's Max still lagging for you.
Mags?
It's mostly Mac,
you just call
actually.
Me Mags?
It's Mags. It's Mags that's lagging.
Mags.
Magging.
Bloody hell. Anyway, I'm Matt Blackman. I'm joined by Jonas, and above me, even though he's not probably above you for anyone else, Ethan.
Hello.
I'm not Ethan.
For me, we're all in a line.
Yeah, I'm in a line.
We're not.
I clicked on the button to see your God go, your hand go up God's anus.
Jesus.
Oh yeah. If I open my window, it goes really bright, and if I do that, my hand just disappears.
Out of context, that makes no sense, but that's funny.
Yeah. Do you want me to do it again?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, that's my window.
So, how has everyone been? Because it's been a few days since I last spoke to any of you.
It's been at least a week.
Yeah.
Since we've congregated in person.
Yeah, my life has gone up since then.
A week and a half.
Yeah, it must have been. Yeah.
A week, and 5 days.
I'm just gonna check.
Is it really
when
was it last
Tuesday?
Not Tuesday.
Really. I'm just gonna check when I last did a Press Red podcast. It's got to be there. We go. Years. Oh no. Episode 17 in 2021.
Didn't we do that one episode?
That never got released. Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
And that other test episode, like ages ago.
I've now watched June, by the way, and this is spoilers.
I've seen.
I'm
it.
Guessing. You've seen
sand.
It.
Sand. There's sand. There is sand in it.
No.
It's.
I've seen the first one. I haven't seen the second one yet.
I left the cinema conflicted.
Conflicted.
Yeah, so I went into it going, I'm really going to enjoy this film. Well, yeah, quite literally, me and my dad, when we left, we just kind of chatted about how we didn't expect the film to go the way it did go, even though it's written in the book, but still something was different, and then we chatted a lot about it. There's probably going to be a screen-free episode, another podcast. Go and check it out.
Yeah, don't check it out.
Don't.
Jonas, that's not how advertising works.
Just this one.
It's reverse psychology. It works.
Psychomycology.
It's reverse psychomycology.
Psychomycology.
I have the
yes,
book,
of course.
But I haven't read it.
Didn't you bring it on
I
set
did.
With you? You did.
For context,
I thought you
did.
A
short film, which is loosely based on Dune in some ways.
It's on my account.
It's on my account as well.
Yeah. We all have our own versions of
it. It's in my Google Drive.
If you,
and
if
that's
you
where
can
it'll
hack
remain
into
to die.
Google Drive, it's on there.
It will remain there to die.
I hope so. It does contain copyright music, so.
That too.
I've been playing. Not going to be funny to anyone else. Made me cry now.
Ow. Oh, my size. Fuck me.
Anyway, as I was going to say, I've been playing Control this week.
Fuck.
You ever seen that game?
What? Control?
I've been playing Control, yeah.
No.
I played it.
It's an interesting game. It's pretty much.
I played it 2 years ago, but I haven't played it since.
It's like. It's like
it bored me. I'll give you that. Just say that.
Telekinesis and shooting at the same time. Yeah, it's fun. I've been playing it on the Steam Deck.
It's like Super Hot.
It is kind of like Super Hot in a way.
I've not played many games.
I imagine it'd be a really, really good VR game.
I imagine it would be as well.
Have you played anything?
I doubt that's
going to
happen.
Ethan?
Content warning.
What's that?
Content. Oh, the game. I thought you were just giving a content warning.
Content warning.
Content warning.
Content warning.
I got it when it was free.
I didn't. I'm so annoyed about
that.
That
sounds like a skill issue.
Skill issue.
Fuck off. I was playing. Oh, no, I spent the entire day offline. I just didn't really bother. Not because I was trying to avoid it on purpose. I just couldn't be asked to be on that day. And then I remembered, oh, yeah, it's April Fool's Day, and then started reading up about things. And I entirely missed that game until my friend said, all right, it's just gone. And that was the only time I knew about it. And then I looked at the game and went, ah, shit.
And now it's £6.
I know, and I'm probably going to have to buy it.
It's not like you don't have enough games to play.
What? 300 isn't enough?
It's like my DVD collection. What should I watch today? It's not like I've got...
You have a DVD collection?
I do. I would show it, but it's at a really awkward angle. But I've got dozens.
Here's mine from 2008. No, 2010. It's a Moshi Monsters case.
Hey, that's my favourite collection.
Iron Giant, Thundercats, and Diary of the Wimpy Kid.
That's such a weird collection of films.
My movie collection's at an odd angle from here as well.
How many do you
love have? Thundercats.
I have many DVDs.
I can't even count. That's how many I have.
I have many discs because I've been recently going through stuff and ripping. Legally acquiring a copy of every song.
Legally acquiring.
This is a train wreck, but this is what I was expecting.
Yeah,
it's us. It's going to end up down shit creek eventually.
Train wreck.
Yeah,
I'm guessing we're allowed to swear.
Tree? I just said tree.
Yeah, tree.
Yeah, tree.
Tree. Tree.
Anyway, I wanted to do this podcast again because, Rooster Teeth is shutting down, and I'm a big admirer of Rooster Teeth, and it's what started me on this podcasting career, or interest at least. Press Red podcast is pretty much a direct rip of their Rooster Teeth podcast because that's the only way I could think of making content back then was just look, they do something cool. And let me just steal it and give it a try.
But demonstrous.
My God, I used to do that a lot and I'm trying to fix that. Even Functions has kind of a basis of being ripped off another show and I've been working my way slowly trying to change it so it's our own show. Yet again, go and watch Functions.
Yeah.
Listen to Functions.
Watch it. Mute it.
Exactly.
I actually got a Blu-ray quite recently of a film I watched.
Well, he does that. I'll just say, look, I really love Rooster Teeth a lot, and it's an important company, and I'm so sad that it's going to be gone. Currently, and that's why you have internet problems with me, archiving episodes of podcasts that I've liked so I can keep them forever. And it will be generally quite sad to see all those people going their separate ways. But then it's also interesting. I am a big fan of a certain podcast. I'm going to have to beep it myself later, but it's... Nice. I can press a button here. Oh, you asshole.
Sorry.
Oh, do I not even... Oh, no. Sounds... I'm in the wrong section. There we go. It's called Face. What? I need to say it, not just stop.
Face?
Face. There we go.
What? So what was that?
It was... Face.
I see. Yes, I got that. I really got it that time. Beep face.
That would have been easier to say.
Beep face.
I don't know why they named it that, but it is a very funny show. Probably, and I'm looking forward to seeing what they do afterwards.
Probably so people didn't talk about it on their podcast.
I think they're probably going to rename it.
Ghost in the Shell on 4K recently. Great.
Is that the original?
It is the original, not the remake.
I've never watched the original. I've only ever watched the American version, and from what I've learned with watching the two different movies, the non-American version is always the better version every time.
I don't know if that's every time, but it's almost all the time. I'm struggling to think of any adaptations that's better or at least different enough to be original but still good. But yeah, the Ghost in the Shell is a great film. If you like Akira, you'll definitely like it.
Oh, Akira's amazing. Fucking weird, but amazing.
Well, I think this is probably less weird, but it is a bit weird.
Well, the last movie I watched was The Nice Guys. That was good. I liked that.
Where did you watch it?
At home.
Is it an older film?
It was legally acquired.
I legally streamed it
by my father.
We'll probably have to remove that.
It was a good film, though. I liked it.
I watched last night.
I really enjoyed.
The Founder, while eating Chinese food.
I see.
The sofa.
Surely there was a better food to be eating during that film.
No, I thought I'd, I spent so much time watching, going through Netflix, just trying to pick something to watch, and I just thought, fuck it, I'll just go for Founder, and I did.
I've got two films on Netflix on the go at the moment. I've got Get Out by Jordan Peele and
That looks good.
Lives, which is I really like it so far, even though it is like a romance.
Yeah, I haven't gone to watch it because I'm not a fan of romance films, so I'll give it a try, I think, because so many people have talked about it. But I will say that the last one that people really talked to me about, I did generally hate.
The cinematography, the Banshee one, is really good. So, even if you just don't pay attention to the story, it's really well shot and stuff.
Okay. I'll give it a watch then.
This is from someone who hasn't finished it.
Ah, no, but still, even if it's got good cinematography, it's nice to watch. I mean, I love Parasite. It's one of my favourite films for the fact that it actually... actually blew me away on so many things. Jesus Christ.
Sorry, I dropped something.
What did you drop?
This.
Yeah. What is that?
It's my Dice Envy coin.
What is... Do you know what? Never mind. I tell you what, here's one last subject we can discuss.
We've got 8 minutes.
Here's another subject we can discuss. What if you could buy a piece of tech, if you had all the money in the world, what two pieces of tech would you buy?
Ethan, do you want to go first? Because I'm still thinking.
I'm thinking. You go first, Mac. And we think.
Okay. I'd get the DJI Rodin 4D, which is that camera that has a gimbal on it, and then I'd buy the volume technology. You know, they have, like, for Mandalorian and all that. Imagine how useful that would be, just having in the background to quickly set up.
In, like, the screen, right?
Yeah, the big screen they have
I'm
behind
guessing,
them.
And I don't want to hinder the choice, but that's probably more than just one bit of tech.
I don't think it would be, because you have to buy it in a bundle, in a way.
It's a good choice, though.
It would mean that I'd spend all this money on a screen, and then I wouldn't have a computer to run it.
I think Tom Scott used the screen like that in one of his videos, so you'd probably like them.
I watched someone else show the fact that you can shoot two different refresh rates on it at the same time, which is just fascinating. Have you guys decided on one yet, or is Ethan just shut down?
Ethan is shutting down. He's running Windows Vista. I've got one, but I haven't got a second. I think I'd get a sampler of some kind, but I'm not sure what sampler specifically.
Like, have you ever looked at the OP1?
No, it's not something that I consider buying now, but it's something I do want.
The OP one is beautiful, and now that you reminded me of that, I'd probably buy that
OP1
actually instead of the. No, from Teenage Engineering. I've got a few of their stuff. They're cheaper stuff because they get really expensive really fast.
Are you still thinking, Ethan?
I've got one.
Okay, what is it?
It would be a little desk robot that just sits on my desk, and is run by a little AI robot to sit on my desk.
Desk robot.
Yeah, a little desk robot.
Why not just buy one of those big robot arms at that point, just to show off?
Why get a big robot arm when I can have a little full robot?
Because you can do so much more with a robot arm.
Why don't you get one of those robot dogs that you get from Argos or something?
I've seen that Big Bang Theory episode. I don't need that stress.
Oh.
You should get a Boston Dynamics dog.
I know what my other technology choice would
be. Cool.
I'd get
a little robot for my desk and one of the Boston robots.
I would get a synthesizer.
Oh, yeah. Good choice. That's how nerdy we are, isn't it?
I've got a
nerdy
synthesizer.
We are.
And a sampler.
We're nerds. The nerd with the Duxon
t-shirt. I'm going to replace my idea of getting the volume technology, which is really cool, but I couldn't actually run it, so I'd probably go for the OP1 and the DJI Ronin.
Yeah, that is nice. I just have no use for it.
Nor do I. I just really like it. I've seen. Actually, no. I'd like to run it as a webcam just to show off for fun.
That's.
Wouldn't that be funny?
That's like using a.
That'd be so overkill.
Like using a Black Magic camera as your face cam.
I've seen people do that.
Yeah, but it is overkill.
It would be on par.
I would do it.
Very overkill. Look at this quality that you get from my camera. This cost me like £25 off Amazon.
Mine's better and mine's on par with the computer.
Mine cost me like £90.
Well, to me, because of your internet, it looks like you've fried it.
Yeah, no, I understand. And it doesn't matter because this will export at 720p anyway. So it's worth doing all of this. And I think it even burns in the fact that we're using Riverside. So there we go. For everyone to know, we're using Riverside. Maybe next time we should record locally instead.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Last time we did this, we did it through Discord, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, I don't like using Discord for recordings because it crunches it down too much.
This works, I think, well.
Yeah, I'm a fan of this.
Yeah.
I still want to swap us to Slack, but nobody else is on that idea.
No.
Just because I want to separate working with fun time, or leisure, as people put it.
Business and pleasure.
Some people. The scum.
Some people. Yeah.
It's for business or pleasure.
Have you guys done anything else this week before we wrap up?
I don't think so. Other than a haircut. No.
I've been focusing on trying to be more productive. That's how I've spent my time.
That's next week.
I spent £120 on dice.
You spent £120 on dice?
Yes.
By any chance, are they the one... Yeah, they're from No Longer Escapist Escapist.
Sorry.
Yeah, second win.
It's a second sponsorship.
This episode is sponsored by Dice Envy.
Pringles. That's the only thing I had on this.
Ethan, did you get the huge delay that I got on that? Yeah. Just...
But yeah, I got
Pringles!
Yeah, I got three of the sets.
And a mystery
bag.
Lovely.
We have literally nothing else to talk about, do we?
No, we're quite uninteresting people, aren't we?
We are. Fine.
But, you know.
We'll get more interesting, like, right? Right, we'll do more interesting things.
I hope so.
Like most people.
Yeah, I hope so
as
well.
If you're not interested, get a podcast.
If we do an episode next week, then I'll have lots to talk about.
Are you going to intentionally do things for the podcast?
Oh, no, I've got a very busy week.
I'm going to kill someone.
I'm going to commit mass homicide.
I'm going to run out of battery, apparently, as my MacBook just said. That's nice.
Well, have fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Will's Mac, what will finish first? Mac's laptop or the recording?
Well, let's wrap this up then quickly. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. As I said, this is Mac, we got Ethan, and we got Hello. Jonas.
Did you actually introduce me?
Yeah, I did at the beginning.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Maybe the audio cut out for a sec. I love the fact that in percentage, I can see that everyone else is so much further away. Further up on the uploaded, and I'm at 17%.
I'm at 31.
It's going very well.
I'm at 93.
He is at 93.
I've remained at 93 for the entire
anyway,
thing.
Really
I hope you enjoyed
compressed.
This episode of. Oh, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Press Red. We have got some other type of podcasts, maybe a bit more organised than this one, not just a whim. Let's just do it episode. We've got Functions, which is a technical one, where we
screen
talk
three.
About
screen free.
Yeah, I'm getting there. Okay. Yeah, we got
no
screen
such
free.
Thing as a fish. It's a podcast that's not ours, but you know, it's a good one.
Yeah, no, we don't own that. I wish we did, because then we'd be all the way at the top already. But we're down the bottom.
Rob Pepper Crowbar doesn't exist again.
Hi, bottom of the internet.
Yeah. Rob right. Crowbar doesn't
I just
exist.
Shouted that and my door's open, so that's going to be fun. I'll see you in the next episode, and so will these two.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. If we do one next week. We're discussing if we should do this weekly.
Yeah.
That's not the button, that's the leave call button. Let's not press that. Bye. We'll be right back.